Hey, everybody.
Hello, everyone. We're in the studio. And it's that time of year again.
Yes, it's Good Friday here in Australia.
And Easter is upon us. And what does all of that mean? Well, we've discussed this before in other...
We've had two other Easters.
We have.
And...
Let's turn this music down a bit.
Mm-hmm. And our first thought was, well, for the pre-session, we'd like to acknowledge what's going on seasonally and, you know, what's kind of current. And so we were thinking, what's an approach that isn't kind of the obvious one that we have pre-sessions in our archives of that we've talked about in past Easters?
Mm.
And then you brought in this beautiful little bit of something.
Yeah. I was doing my readings, as you do when you're studying these things, and I came across the word shalom, which most people would know. As well, I always thought shalom meant was a greeting or hello or, you know, g'day.
Yeah, I thought
g'day. Mate, shalom.
Shalom, mate.
Until I realized the deeper meaning means may you be whole. And I just thought, wow, that is absolutely beautiful.
Hmm.
You know, we have greetings like, or, you know, salutes, like namaste. You know, I recognize the soul before me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see your soul. But shalom is beautiful. May you be whole, which is a beautiful blessing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Whether is it at all possible on this earthly plane to be whole? But I think we always feel better when we get close to wholeness.
Mm-hmm. It's what holistic refers to.
Yeah, and it's sort of almost like, you know, it's sort of like may you be whole, i.e. may you bring all of these fragmented parts of yourself into...
Mm.
Into yourself, in may you bring it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of a Kriya Yoga breathing technique from years and years ago, which was about imagining how much percentage of yourself is with you when you are breathing. Is there 60% of me? Is there 70%? Is there 80% of me? Is there more of myself that's out there somewhere that I can bring home?
Is that about presence? Is that about bringing your attention and awareness back into your body?
Yeah, there's also, you know, ideas that parts of your spirit is fragmented and needs to come home,
mm-hmm.
can't find you.
Oh.
There's all kinds of different concepts mixed in here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, certainly in Indigenous practices and in Samoan practice, there is an idea that we do have part of our ancestry with us as well. So there are beings of spiritual on the spiritual planes that are with us. So I wonder if it also refers to, you know, may you have all of your strength or all of your support or all of your presence.
Your legacy. Yeah.
Mm.
Kind of owning your legacy.
Because we are all connected. So mm-hmm. shalom makes me wonder if it's also wishing that you remember your connectedness.
I think so.
Yeah,
but
I like
to
that.
To me it does. I read it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I think bringing the disconnected, disowned parts of yourself back is kind of about.
Mm.
Is
mm-hmm.
sending an intention to reclaim. And sometimes it shows up in terms of people saying... I mean, a lot of... You were doing this some early meditations where you were talking about bringing back the disowned parts of ourselves.
Let all parts that I've given away or left behind return to me now.
Yeah.
Is the command.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to have that conscious awareness that we give parts of ourselves, we give our energy away when we're seeking validation from others or
mm-hmm.
we're seeking authority's approval or perhaps when we're thinking about a past relationship
mm-hmm.
Or thinking about when I was young
or if you
or someday when I
yeah sure
or in the future.
That's
yeah,
you can like send yourself into
fragments
the
of yourself caught up in the future.
Mm.
Ooh, I quite like that.
So in order to be,
which is natural, but I think just bring some consciousness
to
how much am I living in this present moment.
Yeah.
That's interesting. When you do EFT, I always tell people that I sort of see a group of people in front of me, and some of them are the age of the client I see in front of me. They've been on the journey all the way through and they've arrived at this moment. And then they have some parts that are still kind of in a time warp,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's a part of them that's 4 or 12 or 15, it's, you know, something happened that
they're
haven't
like
processed.
Locked in a holding pattern from
that
from
aspect,
their past.
That
yeah,
part.
That part.
And then what happens when you clear the, whatever the emotion is that was kind of stuck
mm-hmm.
and it processes through, is that part kind of gets retrieved from the past and brought to the present. Brought
that,
to the present
yeah,
moment.
Makes total sense. To me, it makes total sense. I really love the idea of including the ancestors in that too. You know that I like ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, these are all parts of yourself that you can bring in to support. Maybe the ancestors are actually your support group, but.
Yeah, they're not really necessarily ancestors. I mean, what do the indigenous cultures that you're referring to say in terms of your ancestors are the ancestors of this body?
They are the custodians of the future, of their future, when we're part of that
mm.
future.
Mm-hmm.
So they are...
They're wisdom keepers.
Wisdom keepers, but also, and the same for us, we are... I guess projecting part of ourselves in our DNA and in our intentions for what's to come. And certainly I feel that with my girls. And an interesting quote I heard the other day, I can't remember it word for word, but it was something like, you exist in your grandmother because the egg of who you are,
that's right,
was sitting in your mum, who was sitting in her mum.
Mm-hmm.
And that egg actually is as old as.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The egg
yes.
is so much older.
The egg is one of the oldest parts of a woman's body.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the first things to form in the womb is your ovaries.
So I raise that because it's like on many levels. It's physiologically.
It is
and
quite.
It's also
mm-hmm.
energetically. There is no boundary between me and them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a continuation.
That's right. It's
so
a
maybe continue. Whole is like, okay, that's all of us.
That's the lot.
Well, now,
yeah.
Because this brings up a whole can of worms.
Yeah.
Because then your body has the ancestry, that kind of line of ascendance
mm-hmm.
from your grandmother and your mother. It has the energetic line from your physical inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And culturally and spiritually, in terms of your, like if you're in an indigenous group, but you also have, like, let's say your souls come from a completely different experience, part of the world, et cetera, and just having a completely different to sort of dip in,
mm-hmm.
you'll have sort of spiritual kind of.
You'll have a different soul memory coming into a different body memory.
Yeah, so you've got two kind of tradition, two inheritances. You've got the inheritance of your soul family,
mm-hmm.
and then the inheritance of your body's family and your culture's family.
I've
the ancestors.
Often, I've
of
often
your...
thought of that too.
I've never thought of that before.
So you're just whizzing my brain out now. this is whiz your brain out for Easter.
It's like having two sets of in-laws or something. You know, you've got your...
Yeah, guess who's coming for dinner?
Yes.
Well, I think the sense I get is that they're all intimately entwined.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And possibly communicating with each other.
Maybe
swapping notes.
Well, maybe that's
mm-hmm.
where we get sort of a different sense of how to connect to them. So you would connect with sort of your tribal ancestors through sort of that... kind of the connection to a place, maybe, for example.
Mm.
So if you grow up, I was thinking of my mother's family comes from the Outer Hebrides in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
and many, many generations were from one little tiny island.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of, so I'm an islander, I guess. But then you've got all the ancestry of that's connected to that part
mm.
of the land.
Yeah.
But then if my soul came from a completely different culture, you know, right before.
You might have whipped in from the Pleiades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have whipped in from, from Japan or something like immediately before. And then I've got two traditions that
you've got two legacies.
Yeah.
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 But it wouldn't be just limited to that.
No, I don't think it'd be limited to that at all. I reckon there's more. Mm. There's more to pull upon.
Mm.
I was listening to a really interesting discussion today on Radio National, and they were talking about how we perceive time. Now, some Western culture is almost like standing with the past behind them, looking into the mists of the unknown, the future, and I'm going there, right? So you project into this thing. And in other cultures that don't understand this Western concept of time, for them, they know what's happened to them already. So they imagine they're actually turning to face the past.
That's in front of them.
That's in front of them.
Is that like a Mayan thing, for example?
They didn't specify what indigenous culture it was.
Uh-huh.
Really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful.
Really. Great. Really.
To stretch the boundaries or the limitations of our mind that we're so heavily subscribed to. Like even Easter, you know, it comes around every year and we're all very predictable at this time of year.
Mm.
Yeah.
We buy Easter eggs or hot cross buns or whatever, go to church or whatever. But it happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
All because we say it will.
We all agree. It's like we've all collectively agreed that there's a thing called Easter.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think it's a good idea to agree that chocolate is involved. I think that was a really good idea. But Good Friday, which today is in Australia, is actually kind of is sort of a dark part of Easter for most.
It is. It's really intense.
Yeah, this was sort of the dark before the dawn.
Mm-hmm.
The dawn being Easter Sunday, which is...
I remember we'd have to do the Stations of the Cross at church. Sorry, I'm squeaky.
Your chair's...
We'd go around and watch the whole, you know, the whole crucifixion scene and pretend we were making prayers to it. well, I never did.
I always...
From about 5 upwards to about 12.
Right. It's a big ask for a 5-year-old.
And but they were gruesome, you know, whippings, nailings, hand, you know.
Mm.
It's really gruesome.
Heavy.
Yeah, it's really heavy. So
for a 5-year-old.
Yeah,
that's why they gave you. That's why they created soft little fuzzy bunnies and chicks and eggs and chocolate, just because to get the kids to not be traumatized anymore.
Oh dear. So I just remember getting into the artwork, going, "Oh, look at that relief pattern and the colors of the robes goes with that blue." Why do the Romans always wear red? Anyway, but these are
kinds of... times have changed.
Silly memories. And
you're kind of back into all that right now, aren't you, with your studies?
Doing theology, I know. I just can't believe I'm doing it. I do know. I can't believe I'm doing it, but I know why I'm doing it.
Are you learning lots of things you didn't had no idea
well,
about
like before? Shalom.
Oh, and that okay. meaning. All right.
This stuff goes deep.
Mm-hmm.
This is deep cultural stuff too. So... it's what I'm studying is not about religiosity.
Yes.
So
and it's more of a historical perspective too.
Some people be like, "Oh right, religiosity." It's one of those scholars terms.
It's not about religion.
Religiositiousness.
Yeah. Religiositinism.
You're trying to just distance yourself from the spelling as much as possible to kind of, you know, it's a new thing.
But it's about understanding the path of religion.
And looking at all those texts.
Okay.
And pulling your hair out going, goodness me.
And do you get to have your own interpretations of things?
Yes, I get to reinterpret.
That's very cool.
I get to play with that, but it's got to be within certain frameworks.
Yeah.
So you're rewriting the Bible.
And on that note, well, we'll see you on the other side.
Just all I can say is let me at it.
It's about time.
do-over.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's our Easter pre-session.
See you on the other side, everyone.
See you there.